cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Alan Watt, I think, was on February the 2nd, 2012. For newcomers, you must always help yourself to the website while it's up there, cuttingthroughmatrix.com, and it's over 1,000 free audios for download. And in the front page there, too, you'll see that all the official sites have the audios. You can also get transcripts for prints up of a lot of the talks I've given over the years. And if you want to print up in other languages, go into Alan Watt Sentient. Sentinel.eu, and you'll find a bunch to choose from there. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me out by buying the books and discs I've got at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, because I don't take shares in anything. I don't have companies that sell you things and bring some of them on as guests and stuff like that, or anything like that. No shares at all. And this way, too, I've got a more open method of being able to explain or even answer questions what I think about certain things. Leeway, you see. So it's not a what you call a huge business, or even a small business, and it's no empire, believe you me. It's just a lot of hard work doing what I do. So it's up to you if you want to help me. Now, from the US to Canada, you can purchase the books and discs using a personal check, or you can use an international postal money order from the post office. You can use PayPal, and some people just send cash. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and again, PayPal, and straight donations really are awfully welcome. What I do, as I say, we really simply chronicle the events that we're going through and tie it into why we're going through all these events in the world order as they move into utter globalism, a socialist type of Fabian socialism, a la Bernard Shaw, basically, and to find out who's behind it, the organizations that all work together, armies of them, actually, and foundations that work on behalf of the private big money lenders to nations, like the Rockefeller Boys and so on. And you find out it's a very old agenda. They knew where they were going 100 years ago. They wrote about it 100 years ago. They had their front men out there, like H.G. Wells, telling you where they were taking you, and H.G. Wells as well. H.G. Wells and Shaw, I should say, both founder members of the Fabian Society. And their idea was to bring in this wonderful utopia for themselves, with an ordered society of good peasants beneath them, basically. But to be a good peasant, as Shaw said, you'd have to come and explain to them why they should allow you to live. You see, you had to work for the greater good, which meant that 95% of the public would give all their earnings, make sure that the 5% at the top in socialism or communism, same thing, would have a good life at the top. So that's really what it is. And you're going through it today, where all your benefits have been people fought for and worked for have been taken away across the whole world at the same time. And, of course, the big monopolies at the top, the bankers and the international corporations, are just a big pyramid, a complete big pyramid, with the controlling interests owned really by a very, very few across the board and all of them. And so they want this free trade, the products, and we all pay the extra taxes they're losing out on from imports, because that's been wiped off now, import duty or free trade. So value-added tax comes in, and they can call it anything they want in your country, but it's value-added tax done the same, because the big boys, again, the Council on Foreign Relations talked about this for many, many, many years, since they really are part of the planning boys that advise governments, all governments across the world, in which directions to go. They also work with the United Nations. They help draw up charters for free trade. They did the one for North American free trade. The CFR boasted they drafted it up. The President, Prime Minister signed it. So, really, we don't have anything called democracy. It's been an illusion all along, by the way. And we're really on the road to this planned, controlled, ordered society to serve the ultra-wealthy. Back with more after this break. Yeah.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, folks. I'm back, heading to the Matrix. War is a bloody, messy business, and that's all soldiers do. They're taught to kill people. You should never put them on the streets to police anybody because they're not policemen. Even the policemen are really not policemen anymore either, are they? They're more like the military. But anyway, you can't put shock troops on the streets. They mentioned last night that paratroopers in Britain are training to go on the streets of Britain for the next riots. And, of course, this was all predicted years ago because the guys who run the world make things happen. They don't they predict something like that. There'll be riots down the road, flash mobs and so on. It's because they have their instigators ready to do it, basically. And so we're going on to the agenda, obviously. And they want riots. They obviously want riots. And I'm sure they get plenty of them as we see more and more cutbacks and higher prices because inflation is the name of the day. And with that inflation now for about 10, 20 years, they're saying. So by the time that 20 years is up, you'll maybe get a coffee for, maybe $4 or $5, if you're lucky, a cup, that is. Now, the war is a messy business, and we're shielded from it because we're so entertained in the West that nothing's real to us anymore. Nothing really is real to us. And we've seen so much blood and guts, fake ones in Hollywood and all their movies, and people getting mowed down. It doesn't touch us at all. We're impervious to it, desensitized to it, and that was part of the plan, too. To get you used to that, you see. But the realities of war are awful, and the whole thing about war is to win, that's all. Just whatever it is, whatever the cost, whatever it takes to win the end justifies the means. And all these smart drones, well, it'd be smart drones, smart bombs, and smart everything except the generals. But the thing is, it's organized insanity in a sense. But there's a lot of videos up on YouTube and Google, I should say, which puts up ones on the fallout, the casualties in the countries that are being bombed in the last few years, and they're still being bombed today. So one I'm putting up is to do, and it's just speech by Obama saying that these smart bombs and these smart drones are so accurate, they only hit the bad guys, etc. And then I'll show you something to the contrary, and it's called the girl killed by Barack Obama. She never saw it coming, because he says that in his speech. She says, well, they never see it coming. You know? And that makes it all the better. He never saw it coming, so I guess it was a very fast death. You'd only feel your head getting sheared off for a fraction of a second. I mean, I don't know how he manages to say that's a comforting thing. But anyway, I'll put this link up for you tonight. And another one, too, is on Gardasil. Now, I know for a fact, and I've read all of the articles about it from the mainstream and from the governments too, that they're really, really going after people like me who put up anything at all with the word vaccine in it. It's a war, you see, against all those who are taking up stances against the vaccines that are damaging and sometimes killing people too. So I'll put this one up about one of the girls who got the vaccine ended up having partial strokes and everything. And she's disabled now. She's at 22, I think, or 23, and she's had it for 2 years. And her name is Brittany, so I'll put that one up, and let her speak for herself. It's only, see, the only evidence there is when someone speaks for themselves, rather than have the media kind of floss it over and spin it off into something else. Because the media, too, remember, get a lot of ads for different drugs, you know, advertising. All of it gets that. There's lots on television, too. So they don't like the people who are going against this. And it's actually highlighted as that anybody who talks about it on air or anyone who puts links up about it is immediately flagged. And they go into your data and so on. So anyway, I'll put that up tonight. And you can study that for yourselves if you're thinking of getting your children given this particular vaccine. Now, this vaccine... It may or may not prevent, I think it's one to three types of these warts, as they call them. But there's dozens and dozens and dozens of warts. And even if the person who came up with the eye in the first place in the lab said, this probably won't do a darn thing to help anybody. And I've read the article on the air from the inventor of it. So, but what it does do is an awful lot of damage to a lot of people. Like having strokes, things like that. But it's a must-be. They want everyone to have it, you know, like everything else. This is our democratic system. Also tonight, too, there's an article about fracking. I've all heard about fracking and where they shatter, basically, shells of granite or whatever else underneath the ground. They're fracturing the plates, basically, to let gas and oil escape. But here comes super fracking, it's called. Oil service companies roll out new technologies to break up more earth more cheaply, and they can go far deeper. And it says, few energy industry practices have sparked more controversy than hydraulic fracking. First wells are drilled horizontally below the surface, allowing a single bore pathway to reach vertical pockets of oil and natural gas trapped between formations of shale and other rock. By the way, that one which could go horizontally is the one they invented, which sparked off the first war with Iraq, because Iraq went up to tell the guys north of them, you can't use these things which are going horizontally underneath the ground and going across into Iraqi border and just sucking up vast pools of oil. That's what started off, and that's why he did his invasion, you see. But anyway, getting back to this thing here, it says, then high-pressure jets of water, sand, chemicals are pumped into the ground to create fissures through the rocks so oil can seep out and be retrieved. Regulators, environmentalists, and academics are studying whether the practice can damage the environment. Undeterred, oil service companies, including Baker Hughes and And a lot of this fracking was done over fault lines, which doesn't make it too pleasant, eh, to be living around that area. Because eventually something's going to subside, obviously, if you're already breaking these plates that are kind of stacked on top of each other, side, you know, almost like chips, just the side of each other and on top of each other. And eventually, as you're shifting the plates, something's got to give. And here's one here. It says, Indian Point threatens water supply, another nuclear power plant. Indian Point nuclear facility in Westchester County threatens drinking water into more than 11 million people in the region, according to a report released by an environmental advocacy group. Leaked radioactive contaminants in the event of even a minor mishap could put the health of 11.3 million people at risk, says a study from Environment New York. The report also shows that Indian Point threatens water supplies from more than twice as many people compared to any other nuclear facility in the nation. So they're worried about their water. The danger of nuclear power is too close to home. In New York State, the drinking water for nearly 10 million people is too close to an active nuclear power plant, said Eric Whelan. Anyway, these things also are pretty old. All these reactors have got are pretty old. And two reactors, with the links up for them, two, of course, were emitted over the last couple of days, vented stuff on into the atmosphere in the U.S., two separate ones, one in L.A. And they haven't told us how much they've released into the air, and they probably never will either. But we're in a rock and a hard place because, as I say, we need the power, for sure, and they're closing down all the coal mines as they're doing this. That was the best source of the power. So people are just getting up in arms about it. But I'll tell you something else. There's a lot, and there'll be a lot more articles in the newspaper leading up to June or July when they have the next Earth Summit, the Rio Summit, plus 20. It's called the Gavas Sustainability, for the cry for sustainability, bringing down the populations, rationing things out to the public, even power. There's a big thing Maurice Strong was on about was power. He wants to reduce us down to almost the Stone Age, and he advocated, in fact, that places like Ontario, Canada, should start cutting down their power outputs, and the taxpayer should pay for big generators to be put into big building complexes for office towers, etc., for big business. He didn't say anything about the rest of us getting power, just to maintain the big boys. He said that back in the 80s, I believe, in the early 90s. So they know what's coming. They know their agenda. And so we're going to realize, too, there's a lot of the far greeny signs on board with them who want to introduce us to a primitive state. They don't see themselves being reduced to a primitive state, of course. But everybody else has to get reduced to a primitive state. It's obvious, too. So there'll be a lot of propaganda wars, pro and con, leading up to the Rio Plus 20 summit, you wait and see. I'm also putting up a link tonight at cuttingthroughtheradios.com for those who are to sign a referendum to get out of the EU. And you can put your name in there if you want to, and we'll send it off. Here's another article about Ontario as well. Green energy, the auditor isn't impressed, it says. There's too much to read in too little time, but anyone who has an hour or so could learn a great deal about the alarming gap between wishful thinking and stark reality by examining a couple of documents produced here in my home province, Ontario, Canada. We have an amazing institution known as the Office of the Auditor General. We've got a lot of general stuff in Canada. Much like the UN, which was copied after Britain, of course, and set up by Britain. Back with more on the story after this break.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, folks. We're back. Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about this particular article to do with basically, it's the green energy and so on, and the auditor isn't impressed for Ontario. And it says the entire 2011 Auditor General's report is available online. I'll put all these links up for you. Two sections of Chapter 3 are of particular interest. Each can be viewed, downloaded separately. Now, the Auditor General is supposed to see your tax dollars are used wisely. That's his function. Not that it ever happens, but... And it says that so it's electricity sector regulatory oversight, a 20-page PDF backup like here. Electricity sector renewable energy initiatives, a 4-page PDF, and I'll put these links up. The first provides a big picture overview of how electricity is managed in the province that is home to 40% of Canada's population. On the third page, which is numbered as page 69, we read that electricity prices for the average consumer have increased 65%. Since the restructuring of the electricity sector in 1999, and prices are expected to rise another 46% in the next 5 years. Since price increases of this magnitude are especially difficult for low-income families to cope with, they also hit the manufacturing sector hard. If you own a factory that's already struggling to survive, that was already paying tens of thousands per month for electricity, there's no way you can afford that kind of increase. Dramatic price hikes kill business, along with thousands of jobs. Well, they don't want any manufacturing in Canada, the States mentioned. So there are big takeaways found on the same page, but the Ontario Energy Board is supposed to oversee our electric sector. It actually has no say over two-thirds of our residential hydro, that's electricity costs. About 50% of the electricity sold to residential customers comes from suppliers who signed long-term contracts with the government. The price of this power accounts for 65% of the cost of the electricity. This component on the typical bill. However, the board has no regular oversight role with respect to this proportion of electricity charge. Rather, it regulates only about one-third of the electricity charges on the typical bill. If our government had deliberately set out to bamboozle us, this would have been a perfect strategy. an impressive sounding body is keeping an eye on electricity prices, then circumvent the process by placing two-thirds of the raw costs beyond that body's ability to influence. But the news gets even more distressing in the second section of the Auditor General's report, one that examines renewable energy. On page 2, number is page 88, we read that the audit team didn't rely on the Ministry of Energy's own numbers because there weren't any. The minister itself hasn't conducted any audit work on renewable energy initiatives really recently. So I wonder why. Could it be connected to the fact that our government is so obsessed with making itself look green that it doesn't care what it costs? I'm not talking just financially. The Auditor General points out that the 2009 Green Energy and Green Economy Act practically declares that the end justifies the means. Under this legislation, the government created a new process to expedite the development of renewable energy by providing the minister with the authority to supersede many of the government's usual planning and regulatory oversight processes. As a result, the government has been able to further its renewable energy policy agenda without delays, and these processes can sometimes cause that they can cause. In other words, if you want to build an oil pipeline, you'll have to jump through all sorts of regulatory hoops. You'll be required to spend tens of thousands of dollars demonstrating that you aren't going to harm the environment. Your project will be delayed for years while activists denounce you at public hearings, after which you'll be obliged to make costly changes to your original plans before you grant the appropriate permits. But if your project has the magic green energy label attached to it, you'll be spared all of that hassle. You get to saunter to the front line. Your project will be fast-tracked. An environmental impact assessment. What's that? Such foolishness, of course, leads to grim real-world results. The Auditor General's report doesn't mince words. It says the Energy Minister decided to shut down coal-fired electric plants as quickly as possible. That was a mandate. But did no homework first to determine if this made sense from an environmental perspective, never mind an economic one. In its words, no comprehensive business case evaluation was done to objectively evaluate the impacts. So it's dreamland, isn't it? Instead, we got boatloads of wishful thinking. We're told that solar panels and wind turbines would reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but we weren't told that because the energy they produce is intermittent, gas-powered facilities will remain on standby. So there you go. They have these big, big agendas to reduce it down to the Stone Age. And very, very expensive electricity has gone up. I don't hear it's gone up, but I think 8% is it every year. So it's just, what can you say? That's your government for you. To do with antitrust laws, it says the day after blocking the merger of the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and Deutsche Börse AG, the European Union's antitrust chief vowed to veto other deals that hamper competition. The EU will continue to block deals whenever necessary, Joachim Almunia said in prepared remarks for speech in Brussels today. The deal to create the world's largest stock exchange would have created a near monopoly that could have increased trading fees and prevented investors switching from exchange trade to over-the-counter derivatives, Almunia said. Offers from the companies to sue the EU antitrust concerns were too limited, he says. I really have to propose the prohibition of a merger, says Almunia. That means that I do not so lightly. I have done and will continue to do so wherever necessary. Because basically, eventually, there'll be one world stock exchange. You understand that's going to come. Along with one world everything, obviously. The FDA, this wonderful thing, the stack by Monsanto and Big Pharma boys, says here, your body is a drug, and we have the authority to regulate it. No kidding. Another no kidding. Back with the story after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about the FDA saying that they own basically your stem cells, the drugs, you see. And even if you had something taken out of your body, they're your cells, and then they're altered a little bit and then put back in. But it says here the FDA asserts in court document has the right to regulate this, and you know, Schultz Clinic for two reasons. Now, it says there's a battle going on in the court right now with a Colorado clinic over its Regenex SDTM procedure, a non-surgical treatment for people suffering from moderate to severe joint or bone pain using adult stem cells. So the FDA asserts the court that it has the right to regulate the clinic for two reasons. One, stem cells are drugs and therefore fall within their jurisdiction. The clinic argues that stem cell therapy is a practice of medicine and is therefore not within the FDA's jurisdiction. Number two, the clinic is engaging to interstate commerce and is therefore subject to FDA regulation because any parts of the machine or procedure that originates outside Colorado becomes interstate commerce once it enters the state. Moreover, interstate commerce is substantially affected because individuals traveling to Colorado to have the Regenex procedure would depress the market for out-of-state drugs that are approved by the FDA. In other words, they want you to buy drugs instead of getting this treatment done. Since we discussed the very ambiguous issue of interstate commerce last September, it's an argument the FDA frequently uses when the basis for the claim is otherwise lacking. As we noted then, the FDA holds that an interstate commerce test must be applied to all steps in a product's manufacture, packaging, and distribution. This means that if any ingredient or tool used in the procedure in question was purchased out of state, the FDA would, in its view, have jurisdiction, just as they would if in the final product had traveled across state lines. This time, the FDA just nakedly says in court documents the agency wants to protect the market for FDA-approved drugs. No more beating around the bush. Their agenda is right out in the open. This appears to be a novel interpretation of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, as evidenced by the government's failure to cite any judicial precedent for their arguments. It's just the implication of the FDA's interpretation have upheld in court would mean that all food, drugs, devices, and biologic and cosmetic products would be subject to FDA jurisdiction. The FDA is expanding its reach even into commerce within the state, which we argue is far beyond its jurisdiction, in order to protect drug company profits. Well, that's who they work for, because they all work for the big drug industry. And they have a year or so in the FDA, and they go back to the drug manufacturer they're working for. They go in and out like a revolving door. And this article is about the end of the global internet. Google's blogger starts using country-specific names to permit local censorship. It says Twitter has taken quite a lot of heat for putting in place the capabilities to block tweets on a geographical basis. This begins to look a little unfair in light of the fact that Google quietly adopted a similar policy before Twitter. That's shown by the answer to a question on Google's blogger site about blogs being redirected to country-specific URLs, which are at the time of writing was last updated on 9th of January 2012. And here's what it says. Why am I seeing a URL change? This is from Google. Over the coming weeks, you might notice that the URL of a blog you're reading has been redirected to a country code top-level domain, or a CCTLD. For example, if you're in Australia and viewing a blog name, blogspot.com, you might be redirected to blog name blogspot.com AU, A-C-C-T-L-D. But it appears corresponds with the country of the reader's current location. Google is quite frank about why it's doing this. It says that migrating to our localized domains will allow us to continue promoting free expression, and you'll hear the contradiction in a minute, and responsible publishing, while providing greater flexibility in complying with valid removal requests pursuant to local law. By utilizing CCTLD, content removals can be managed on a per-country basis, which will limit their impact to the smallest number of readers. So that's what they want to do. The censorship. Content removed due to a specific country's law will only be removed from the relevant CCTLD. This is not only what Twitter is doing, but employs exactly the same topsy-turvy logic. By enabling local censorship, we are promoting free expression. Double speak. That in itself is obviously troubling, not least because Google may be setting off down a slippery slope that sees all of its service segmented by geography to avoid local problems. But there's an even deeper issue. If more and more companies follow the lead of Google and Twitter, as seems quite likely, it could represent the beginning of the end of the truly global internet. In its place will be an increasingly balkanized online world, subject to a patchwork of local laws, whose like geography just made a comeback. So I'll put that up with another link to the Google as well, the full Google thing that pops up when you type it in. And you can see for yourselves. And this one here is to do with how the media report now, and it's been a sudden change, I know, it's a very sudden change, on deaf and disabled people. It says, bad news for disabled people. A report reveals the extent of media misrepresentation. You see, understand now, under socialism, especially Fabian socialism, they don't have any use for the disabled. You know, we saw that in the Nazi system. The Russians weren't any better, and the Soviet system. But this is Fabian socialism, where they start targeting different groups and getting the public to hate them or dislike them by misleading stories. Very easy to do, by the way. And then, of course, they cut all their benefits and so on and so on and so on. It says, their research found a fall in coverage that described disabled people in sympathetic and deserving terms, and an increase in the number of articles focusing on disability benefit fraud, which was a theme typically mentioned by focus groups. The report entitled Bad News for Disabled People, How Newspapers Are Reporting Disability, analyzed 2,276 print articles in a variety of tabloid and broadsheet newspapers, and also analyzed findings from focus groups. Research was conducted by the Strathclyde Centre for Disability Research and Glasgow Media Group and commissioned by Inclusion London. It provides compelling evidence for use by disabled people in making a case for more balanced media coverage and for changes in both government policy and in how policies are communicated and impact the public, I guess. The report found a significant increase in the reporting of disability in the media, a reduction in the proportion of articles which describe people in sympathetic terms, and a fall also in stories that document real-life experiences of living as a disabled person, with people with mental health issues and other hidden impairments more likely to be presented as undeserving. An increase in articles focusing on disability benefit fraud from 2.8% in 2004-05 to 6.1% in the recent period, despite such fraud being extremely low. And that's how they do it too with immigrants as well. They show you the guy living in the multi-million dollar house on the taxpayer in Britain, for instance. They don't tell you that most certainly do not live in such conditions. They're this impression they can give you. And it's just when focus groups were asked to describe a typical story in the newspapers, disability fraud was the most common theme. A significant increase in use of pejorative language to describe disabled people, with the use of terms such as scrounger, cheat, and skiver, was found in 18% of articles in 2010-11, compared to 12% in 2004-05. An increase in articles portraying disabled people as a burden on the economy, and that's the big one they're pushing for, folks. This is Fabian socialism, with some articles even blaming the recession on incapacity benefit claimants. But this coverage is impacting on people's perceptions. Focus groups all claimed that levels of fraud were much higher than they are in reality, with some suggesting up to 70% of claimants were fraudulent. They justified these claims by reference to articles they'd read in newspapers. Disabled people are feeling threatened by the way disability is being reported, as by proposed changes to benefits, with the two combining and reinforcing with each other. So I'll put this article up to show you how the media can spin anything for a political purpose. And they're all owned by CFR members and bankers. And they certainly want this New World Order to have no welfare system at all. If you can't work, then you're useless to society. And no doubt, like Shaw will say, we should invent a gas. That's what he said. A painless gas, though, you know, put them out of their misery. But he actually said that, and I put the link up before. It's also found at the beginning of one of the videos I put up, too. You'll actually see and hear him saying this thing. Farmers are issuing a lawsuit against Monsanto for widespread genetic manipulation. So at least they're getting together now as big groups. Farmers issue a lawsuit against Monsanto for widespread genetic manipulation, and the farmers are taking a stand against Monsanto, launching a landmark lawsuit against the mega corporation for widespread genetic contamination. The farmers are concerned that Monsanto's aggressive agenda to genetically alter the planet, and that's what it is, will ultimately result in a severe threat to the organic integrity of farms worldwide. It's not hard to believe that many organic farms have already been contaminated with GMO crops, as nearly 93% of soybeans are now admittedly genetically modified. So anyway, the Public Patent Foundation originally filed a lawsuit in March of 2011 in a case known as Organic Seed Growers and the Trade Association, SL Monsanto. But the organization launched a suit in the name of the very individuals and organizations threatened by Monsanto's widespread GMO crops, family farmers, farming organizations, and seed businesses. The tenet of the case is to dispute Monsanto's patents on GMO seeds and ultimately safeguard farmers from Monsanto's own vicious lawsuits. Then it tells you of the vicious things that Monsanto has done. And they are vicious. They've got their own little army of heavies, you know, heavies to come out and threaten folk. I mean, I'm not an army of them. I'm not kidding. And they really have put a lot of farmers out of business who've been terrified, actually. Continue. But you see the government backing, big, big government backing. Big government backing. And now with this new world order, we have technocracy, which is the idea that technocrats and specialists and experts will run the world for us proles at the bottom. And we don't have to worry about anything except disobeying them. And we saw that, of course, the European Central Bank put their boys in to Italy and elsewhere without elections. And that's how it's to be done, you see. They're bypassing all democracy. Remember, the Club of Rome said the world we're bringing it in is post-democratic. And it is now authoritarian. That's what you have. So this article here talks about... The Italian government's now going after the trade unions. They're just overhauling all the labour market rules they've fought for years to get, where you can get fired for no reason at all again, and that was just used out in the street. The Italian government will push ahead this month with a plan to overhaul labour market rules, even if it fails to win the backing of unions and employers, Labour Minister Elsa Fornero. Romero said. Brennan told union leaders and employers at a meeting in Rome today that Prime Minister Mario Monti's government will approve the new rules with or without their support, and that negotiations need to be concluded within 3 weeks, according to two union officials at the talks. As employers and unions remain divided on how to spur hiring in an economy where the youth unemployed tops 30%. Changing labour laws to make it easier for companies to shed workers can't be taboo, Monti said last night in an interview on Canal 5's Matrix show. So in other words, they can just fire you, doesn't matter. No reason given, that's it. Back to the old days. Back to the old days, that's where it's going. And that's where the whole world's going, folks. Also, Microsoft's buying Rosetta's genomic software assets from Merck. See, they're all in it together, hey? Microsoft buying software for Merck for the genomic software for into the gene pool again. It says they're buying the assets of Seattle-based Rosetta Biosoftware from pharmaceutical giant Merck. Microsoft wants to incorporate the genomic information software into the Microsoft Amalga Life Sciences platform, a system the company's Health Solutions Group has built for research institutions such as drug companies and universities. Well, yeah, of course, Bill Gates is right into the gene pool there, too, with his altered mosquitoes that supposedly inoculate you, but with what we don't know yet. Another article here is to do with Britain. Mortgage fears soared 70% to pile pressure on cash-strapped owners, homeowners. As mortgage fees have rocketed up 70% over the last year, and it's really hitting the homeowners, it says. The average arrangement fee has soared to an all-time record of nearly £1,500, an arrangement fee, which is equal to nearly a month's take-home pay for the average worker in Britain. The huge bill is a sting in the tail for tens of thousands of people who hunt each month for the best loan to buy a home. It comes at a time when homeowners are forced to use a credit card or pay day loan, which charges interest rates of up to 4,000%. usury. To pay their monthly mortgage bill. So, 70%, right, for mortgage fees. Well, we take it, don't we? We accept it and we take it. And then the experts tell us, it says 1 in 100 adults has autism. Oh, it's just rising all the time. That'll help them when they bash you on the head. Don't worry about him, he's a bit autistic, you know. And, oh, okay, you quack on the head there, and you zap with a taser. And the whole thing. Again, stigmatizing us all, basically. Us all. In the eyes of our overseers, you know, the ones with the tasers and the weaponry. It's all a bit simple. Yeah. And so, I'm not kidding you, but we're just coming down to animal status, you see. So experts, again, remember what Bertrand Russell says, we shall rule the world in technocracy with experts until the public can't do anything without the advice of an expert. We're here. Been here for a while. So, disorder and similar conditions such as Asperger's syndrome are far more widespread than previously thought. And as with children, the study has found that autism is far commoner in males than females. But 1 in 50 men has a condition in some form compared to just 1 in 300 women. In addition, a report by the National Health Service Information Center also found that a third of adults with learning difficulties is autistic. Although autism has been widely studied in children, until recently, little was known about the prevalence amongst adults. Researchers asked more than 7,400 men and women a series of questions that can pick up signs of autism. And it's probably questions like, you know, do you fear your government? Yeah. Oh, you've got autism. Are you angry with any government policies? Yeah. Oh, you got autism too. I mean, that's how it'll be done, you see. Yeah. And PetroChina company is stolen by the Chinese government. The country's biggest energy producer boosted ties with Royal Dutch Shell PLC as agreed to buy 20% stake in the Ground Birch Shale Gas Project in Canada. So the Chinese have already bought their first big chunk of it. I knew this years ago that we didn't do that because an insider told me. Shell will remain the operator of the project. Ma Zifeng, the Beijing-based senior assistant said to PetroChina's board, said by telephone yesterday, it declined to give the value of the transaction. So they're in bed now with Shell and so on, and they'll be doing their shale extractions here. They've got a lot of tar sands too at West, and they'll be involved in all that stuff quite nicely. and the police roll out video surveillance truck called the Peacemaker to help catch criminals on tape. Wow. Peacemaker. Love these names. Skull and Bone. Otterer. Just link up to your food. And watch yourself. Like before and after.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, stand back, cutting through the matrix, then I'll go to the phones, and there's Bob from Texas. Hey there, Bob.
Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
All right, good. Nice talking to you. Thanks for taking my call, and got things squared away on that technical malfunction there. I want to make a couple of comments here. The lady that called in the other night that was concerned about, you know, everything that she was felt like she was standing for that was right, it kind of crumbled for her, and she felt like she'd lost hope. Well, you know, the thing is, when you come to the realization of what's been going on for all these years, hundreds of years, centuries,
yeah.
You know, that's actually a blessing. So, you know, my words to her is, you know, all this comes to you through revelation, and stay away from shrinks, because the first thing that people tell you is you're going nuts.
Yeah.
And then you start questioning that, and you may buy into this psychiatric system that they create to try to subdue people from thinking and keep them down, to squelch their thoughts with drugs and chemical lobotomies and so forth. And so what she needs to do is read, to confirm what's going on and get deeper into it and find out. Because we're born into this deception, we're born into it, and you know, we all think what we're doing is right. In reality, we're fighting for evil.
Yeah.
You don't realize that, and then when that happens, see what happens. The judgment comes to you, and you realize, you go, "Oh my God, I did that. I was thinking that. I was thinking this. I was thinking it was okay for that and that." And you literally almost go nuts, okay? Because you come to this such revelation of evil, you know.
That's
and
right.
And then the Christ even said, he told them, he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inward are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness." And see, the Christ knew. All the word Christ is anointed. And when the anointing comes to each and every one of us, that it comes to, you know, you either accept that or you push it away.
Yeah,
you know, death, and it talks about
I always say it's like the eureka moment where something stops you in mid-stride and mid-thought,
yes.
Until you reverse all your opinions suddenly. So wait a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old story, my country, right or wrong. You see, that was
pretty... That's it. They're right or wrong.
Yep.
Yes.
And even when they're killing you off at home and you don't know about it, then you do find out, yeah, but they're killing us here too.
Yes.
You know, what are you going to do? So you're quite right. You've got to go through that phase. And when you're beyond the average person that you know, don't stop there. You've got to go deeper and deeper.
Yes, and don't let other people make you think otherwise.
Yeah.
And it says, like, Proverbs, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And that is a truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know people are going to defend the death merchants, well, then that's what happens. You know, you eat the fruit thereof.
Yeah,
and then,
we are supporting tyrants, basically.
Yes,
who have their own world club.
There is no, you know, this USA number one, all that means is USA number one region or province, okay?
Yep.
And then the Christ also said, "He that delivered me unto you hath the greater sin." Those manipulators, they have the greater sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, I fear for the wicked. I mean, because it will come. Their judgment's going to come, man. I wish I had a little more time. I'm trying to get all the stuff in quick.
I've always said the big eating machine, when it's finished eating up the Middle East, will come back home and eat us all up here. Because they can't stop eating. And that is the agenda. That is the agenda. By then, we'll be in poverty and rags and the riots.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Alan.
Thanks, Ruth, Corin. And Daniel from UK, I'll try and get to you maybe tomorrow, Daniel, early, too, if I can. Sorry. Hamish, yourself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God. Go with you.